dear Lord, maybe Brother Jim's, he brings a message to us, dear Lord, on high. So if someone here that don't know you, dear Lord, I pray that they'll come forward, dear Lord, let the message touch their heart. And dear Lord, I pray that you just lay hands on the sick that we have in the church, dear Lord.
Touch them.
Lord, in Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Many people sit, got 80 in Sunday school this morning, that's good. So up there, still you look around though and see those that are missing, I'll encourage them. And so people that's got the flu or sickness, and we still have some people traveling all as well. So you be much in prayer about that. Several classes actually, in spite of this, there are several classes that did meet or exceed their enrollment. The Angels class with Sister Teresa, the Eagles class with Brother Ray, and also the Ambassadors and Shepherd class both had 23 this morning, and so that's very good. And we also had two visitors this morning in Sunday school, and there's others that's come in since Sunday school. We appreciate you so much for visiting with us here at New Salem Baptist Church, and just urge you to come back anytime you can and visit with us, and you're a special guest. We appreciate you being here today. One other thing, I've been telling you about missionaries. I want to tell you something quickly about Nambasa Tajima, which is known to us as Nabi. He was here a while back, and right before he went back to Japan. But Nabi's had a stroke, and he was in the hospital for 10 days back in November. He's doing better. He's still having some problems with the right hand and stuff, but he is doing much better. They also had another earthquake. You know, he told us about the 9.0 earthquake they had. They had a 7.3 earthquake again there in their city and their village. And so a lot of work to be done and all in that as well. So, but you pray for them, and keep them on your prayers that Brother Nabi will continue to improve, and things will be able to continue there, and also for the victims of those earthquakes and all. Also, the radiation problem, not only is it still, they don't know what all the long-range effects are going to be from that nuclear plant explosion and all there, but also the crops and all that the farmers have there, nobody will buy their crops anymore, which you can understand why they won't, because of the radiation. Also, it's really hurt the economy and those people. Also, you pray much about that. Thank you.
Good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. I got a card I'd like to read, and it says, "The world's a whole lot better place because of people like you who give real joy and pleasure by the nice things you do." And that is from Emily, Heather, Brad, Bonnie, Dorwachter, and they are thanking the church for what was sent for the Eddie Parker family. He passed away last week. Church sent a nice picture frame to the funeral home, so they're just thanking the church for that. And the third Friday of every month, the Dade County Convention Singers are going to be here. Is that from now on? Well, amen. That's good. If you missed it last Monday, you missed a blessing, get a chance every third Friday to come over, and they'll start singing at 7:30. And the next one's going to be January 18th. So if you'd like to be a part of that, do y'all eat every Friday too? All right. Well, that's a good thing. So you can get supper if you want to. But they'll sing a while, eat, and sing a little longer. So
we sang and then eat and go home.
Oh, okay. All right. Sing, eat, and go home. All right, we'll get used to the routine after a while, but that's going to be the third Friday of every month.
We've had a lot of good response on our fellowship of the church and the friendliness of the church and the support of the church, and I want to thank the church personally.
Well, we thank y'all.
It was a pleasure for us.
Yeah, we enjoyed it. It sure did. So that'll be third Friday of every month. Again, January 18th will be the next one. There's going to be a shower for Camry and Luke, and that's going to be a wedding shower. Sunday, March 10th, that'll be from 2 to 5 down in the Fellowship Hall. They're not registered anywhere, so just anything you get them, they will appreciate. And if you need a statement for your giving this year for your tax purposes, see Miss Mary. She'll be glad to get those out to you. And the next Sunday at 5 o'clock, there's going to be a deacon's meeting. That'll be Sunday the 13th, a deacon's meeting. So, men, be here if you can. Any birthdays or anniversaries?
Julia had one.
Julia had a birthday.
Julia? Tony's got a birthday.
Frank's got a birthday.
Anniversary? Right. How many years? 21 today. All right. All right, Kristen, let's go. I don't sing anymore.
I'm sorry.
What are you going to do first? Who else?
Ethan's not stepping
Ethan?
Up, but I figured I'd get slapped later on.
Grandmother
can deal with him.
Oh, yeah. Grandmother's
going to
stand up too.
Yes, sir. Oh.
All right, Ethan. If I do, you do. Get up
in
there.
No, it's not.
What are you going to do first, Kristen? You want to do birthday first?
This will
do an anniversary.
Mary Diane.
Oh, Mary did too.
You know, this would help if all y'all be honest.
You know what happened in our Sunday school lesson when you weren't honest?
That's right, that's right.
Okay, let's do anniversaries first.
Anniversary to you. Happy anniversary.
As we come, if you'd please stand, please remain standing. We'll receive this morning's tithes and offerings. Brother Evan, will you ask God's blessing on our offering?
Thank you. trusting confine in His great love. From all I'm saved, His shelter and all. I'm living by faith. Lord.